Good morning to you all. It's so good to see each and every one of you here at Grace Bible Church. We're glad that you're here to worship the Lord and to sing His praises. I want to draw your attention this morning to Luke chapter 7 in our call to worship, specifically dealing with the account of the centurion who had a servant who was dying, had a disease, and was ready to die, the Bible tells us in chapter 7. And when he had heard of Jesus, he sent unto him the elders of the Jews, beseeching him that he would come and heal his servant. And so the elders of the Jews went and found Jesus, and they immediately began to sing the praises of the centurion. This is what they said to the Lord Jesus. And when they came to him, they besought him instantly, saying that he was worthy for whom he should do this. In other words, this man is our friend. He's a lover of our people. He built a synagogue for us. He is worthy for you to come to his house and to heal his servant. That was the approach of the Jews. Then notice how the centurion responded when he found out that Jesus was indeed coming. Then Jesus went with them, and when he was now not far from the house, the centurion sent friends to him, saying unto him, Lord, trouble not thyself, for I am not worthy that thou shouldest enter under my roof. Wherefore, neither thought I myself worthy to come unto thee, but to say in word, and my servant shall be healed. Now, here we have three times, in a matter of few verses, the word worthy used. Now, what is worship? Worship is two words put together. Worthy, okay, or worth, and ship, like fellow and ship. Two words put together. Worth. Ship. Here we find that the Jews say the centurion is worthy for you to go and to heal his servant. The centurion's point of view to Christ was, I am not worthy for you to even come under my roof, nor did I think it worthy for me to even come to you personally and ask you. That's why I sent the Jewish elders to you. Just say the word, and my servant will be healed. Now, what did he understand? Isn't it interesting that whenever Jesus came to him and he heard that from the lips of this man, that he turned him, Jesus took him and turned him to the audience that was there and said, I have not found so great faith at all in Israel as I have found in this centurion. He was a Roman and he had faith. What did he have faith in? He had faith that Jesus was who he said he was, that Jesus had authority over sickness, and that all Jesus had to do was speak the word, and his servant would be healed. In other words, who had the worth? It was Jesus Christ. Now, folks, we've gathered together to worship today. Now, what does that mean? Well, for most people, worship is about them. I come to church to be seen, or I come to church to see my friends, or I come to church because I want to be able to sing, or I want to be able to do that. It becomes an I show. Who is worthy to receive praise this morning? Our Savior. We come together to worship Him, to ascribe worth to Him. Have you asked Him today, Lord, you just speak your word to me, and that will be good enough? Or are we contenting ourselves with other things? Are we contenting ourselves, I need to be pleased today. I need to be entertained today. I need this. I need that. Then you're not here to worship, are you? If it's about you, and it's about your perceived needs, then you haven't come to worship. You've come to receive something. Now, we do receive His Word as we worship Him. And God does choose in His good pleasure to work in our hearts and to meet our needs. But if your needs don't line up with His Word, and you've come because of these perceived needs, then you've not come to worship, and that's the purpose of our gathering today. It's ascribing worth to His holy name. And it means to lift up your voices when you sing to make Him worthy. And it means that during prayer time, you're not passing notes or texting, but rather you're seeking to communicate with God in the corporate worship. This is a special time, made special by God's people. I trust and pray. This centurion understood something that most of the people in Israel did not understand. He said, there is worth in this man. Yea, he is not just a regular man. He is God-man. You don't even need to come to my house, sir. You just say the word where you are. And by the way, that's exactly what Jesus did. For when he went back to his house, when they were sent returning to the house, they found the servant whole that had been sick. Power and authority and might. That's the one whom we've gathered together today to worship. Now, are you here today to worship? Or are you here for something else? Let me just encourage you right now, as we're about to open our hymn books to sing praise to the Lord, I want you to examine your heart, and I want you to utter in your heart, if this is your desire today, Lord, I want to worship you today. I want my singing to bring forth praise to your holy name. You may not have a beautiful voice. That doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. You still lift up your voice and praise the one who is worthy to receive glory and power and wisdom and might. Do I hear an amen? That's why we're here today.